I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway. Yet another devastating storm is pounding the Caribbean. It's the fourth major hurricane this season. Hurricane Maria started as a Category 1 storm, but intensified to Category 5 within a day. Maria tore through the islands of Dominica and Guadeloupe as a Category 4 storm last night, causing widespread damage. The Prime Minister of Dominica himself said on Facebook that he was rescued as winds ripped the roof off of his house. The storm re-intensified to a Category 5 storm and is on track to make landfall in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico dodged a direct hit from Irma just 2 weeks ago, you'll remember. Donica Cotto is reporter and editor for the Associated Press based in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Donica, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back, Donica, but there is a feeling of grim repetition here. Yet another huge storm bearing down on Puerto Rico since we last talked to you. I know that hurricanes are a part of life there, but how are people coping now?
Well, I think most people are pretty apprehensive about this. The governor said this morning that it is the first time that a storm of this magnitude approaches Puerto Rico in a generation at least. And there's been about more than 10 years that Puerto Rico hasn't seen something of this size. So yesterday you had very long lines, people buying water, batteries, gasoline, hurricane shutters, and the government instituted or imposed rationing. So they said X amount of materials for families, you get X amount of water, X amount of batteries, baby formula, just to ensure that everybody has the supplies that they need. The governor did say he was worried that only about 200 people are in shelter so far and that he wants to see that number increase.
What have authorities in Guadeloupe said about the damage there?
We're still trying to get a hold of officials this morning. They have said that many of the communities, especially in the southern portion of the island, will probably be underwater as a result of Maria and, you know, the other concern as well as in Dominica.
So, Donica Cotto, there was this stark warning that we saw from Puerto Rico's public safety commissioner to people who live in wooden or poorly protected houses. He said, you have to evacuate, otherwise you're going to die. Was this hyperbole to get people to pay attention, or are authorities in Puerto Rico really that worried?
It might be in part, but when Hurricane Irma passed near Puerto Rico, it only unleashed tropical storm force winds. And as a result of that, there were nearly 100 homes that were destroyed in an area called Loíza, which is on the northeast coast of Puerto Rico. And authorities truly believe that if people do not evacuate and if they remain in flimsy structures, that there will be deaths.
Meanwhile, recovery efforts from Irma are going on all over the island. Isn't that right? Even though the damage wasn't devastating, there still was plenty of damage. How is this storm affecting those efforts?
Well, that's a great question. There's still about nearly 70,000 people without power. So many are heading into the storm without having had power for 2 weeks. And the governor said it's unclear when power would be restored. There would be an island-wide power outage, and he's unable to say when the lights will come back on. In addition to that, there's still dozens of people in shelters as a result of Irma. So it's just an ongoing thing for many of these people who have not had power and have not been able to return to their homes yet.
Well, authorities and meteorologists are watching Hurricane Maria and its progress across the Caribbean. Donica Cotto, when exactly is it expected to hit Puerto Rico?
It's expected to hit on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, but authorities warn that the conditions will start to deteriorate and that by 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night, there will be heavy wind and rain, and that the island will be hit with hurricane force winds for several hours and between 12 to 24 hours with tropical storm force winds.
Hurricane Maria is now a Category 5 storm as it heads yet again toward Puerto Rico, just in the recovery phase from Hurricane Irma just last week. Danica Cotto with the Associated Press in San Juan, thank you once again.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.